This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza after expanding their ground offensive to its second-largest city, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where, the UN says, some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory it's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made a rare move on Wednesday to formally warn the Security Council of a global threat from the Gaza war as Arab states seek to leverage that to renew a push for the Council to call for a ceasefire.
The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
Spokesperson Stefan Duharik. The U.S. military has announced it is grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters 1 week after 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps took the extraordinary step of grounding hundreds of aircraft after a preliminary investigation of last week's crash indicated that a material failure, that something went wrong with the aircraft and not a mistake by the crew, led to the deaths of all 8 on board the Osprey.